Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
The official medical, you know, terminology is age-related cognitive decline. It just means as we get older, we don't think as clearly. We don't remember things as well. We don't recall. We don't form memories as well, and we don't recall memories as well. Some people refer to it as kind of brain fog. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and I was over at her place, and we were getting ready to walk the dogs. I'm not going to tell you how old she is, but she's you know, middle age. And she was talking to her dog, and what she meant to say was, "Where's your leash?" You know how you talk to your dog. And she said something along the lines of, "Where's your walkie thing?" And then she just kind of looked at me like, "Walkie thing?" I was like, "Leash?" You know, so those kind of things, they start to happen a little bit more as we get old. Walkie thing, you know, it happens. Listen, we're noticing it's happening more and more. It's happening at younger ages now. And again, there's a theme to a lot of the things I talk about when it comes to age-related disorders, and that's the toxic environment we live in. Here's what's interesting about cognitive decline, age-related cognitive decline. It's worse in developed countries. I mean, just take Alzheimer's, for instance. Alzheimer's dementia, which is a form of cognitive decline, not necessarily age-related, but it's a form of cognitive decline, and it pretty much only happens, it's only diagnosed, for the most part, in developed countries. Why? Toxins, that's why. I don't think that's much of a stretch. The EPA allows, what, like 70,000 chemicals, industrial chemicals, in everyday products. It's all over the place. I just recently read a report that government-certified industrial toxin facilities in 2013 processed over 4 billion pounds. Billion with a B. 4 billion pounds of chemicals. Come on. It's not that much of a mystery to me. So let's talk a little bit about what are some of the major contributing factors to cognitive decline. And the good news is there are some things that we can do about it. I mean, there's steps we can take. I mean, beyond cleaning our environment, beyond going green in our house, there are some steps we can take to manage these factors a little bit more. I don't think we can completely reverse them, but we can manage them. The first one is oxidative stress, the buildup of free radicals over time. Remember, oxidative stress and those little pesky free radicals are chemical compounds, usually oxygen-based, that, you know, cause a lot of problems in the body. They're very highly reactive, chemically speaking. Free radicals are highly reactive. They get into your system, they bind to proteins and fats and cell surfaces and just cause all kinds of problems. They damage things. And over a lifetime, those free radicals, which usually come from toxins, build up. That's called oxidative stress, and it's one of the leading theories of why we age. Well, guess what? Your brain is very susceptible to oxidative stress. Why? Number one, your brain uses most of the oxygen. Oxygen itself, just creating energy from oxygen, creates some free radicals. So it's not always toxins, right? Just the metabolic processes that go on in brain cells can create free radicals. So oxygen, most of it goes to your brain, at least, what, 25, 30%, something like that, depends on who you read. So most of the oxygen, I don't want to say, but a lot of it is going to your brain. And then on top of that, your brain is full of fats, phospholipids. Your brain is mostly fat. Fats love to be oxidized. Free radicals love fat. So your brain is loaded with fat, and then we dump a bunch of oxygen in there. So your brain is very, very susceptible to oxidative stress. In a study of 338 individuals, researchers analyzed blood samples from patients with various neurodegenerative diseases and found that the antioxidant capacity of their blood was reduced by as much as 28% relative to healthy controls. That's from neuro chemical research in 2009. So people with some cognitive issues, neurodegeneration, have lost the ability to fight free radicals by 28% compared to healthy controls. A separate study in which researchers examined the plasma of 34 subjects with mild cognitive impairment. That's sometimes what is called age-related cognitive decline. There were so you had 34 subjects with that age-related cognitive decline, 45 people with Alzheimer's, and 28 healthy people. This study revealed that patients with mild cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's disease displayed markedly increased oxidative damage. That was reported in Free Radical Research in 2008. So, your brain is full of fat. Fats love to be oxidized. Most of the toxins in the environment have no problem getting into the brain, and most of the oxygen you breathe goes to the brain. So the brain is very susceptible to oxidative stress. We need to increase brain antioxidants. Pregnenolone, at least 25 milligrams a day. Pregnenolone is a hormone. It's known as basically a brain steroid. It's a great antioxidant for the brain. Curcumin, omega-3 oils. Hey, it turns out that nutrients we take for our eyes, the pigmented antioxidants like astaxanthin, zeaxanthin, lutein, even vitamin A, right, which has an orange color to all these colored antioxidants, these pigmented compounds. Hey, they go into the brain, great for reducing oxidative stress. Load up on your eye product. That's also going to help your brain. So that's the first factor contributing to cognitive decline. Inflammation, the brain on fire, major reason why we see cognitive issues. Chronic systemic inflammation induced by things like cigarette smoking, obesity, disrupted sleep patterns, poor dietary habits, compromise what is called the blood-brain barrier, allowing irritants to enter the brain and stimulate the production of inflammatory cytokines such as interleukin 1 beta, interleukin 6, and interleukin 18. There was a study of 779 healthy, high-functioning men and women. It found that subjects in the highest one-third for blood levels of interleukin 6, that's that inflammatory cytokine, were significantly more likely to score below the average for cognitive function. So they took healthy people. They discovered that those with high levels of interleukin 6 had the greater risk of having some mental fog and memory issues. That was Neurology 2002, the journal Neurology 2002. In a study of 97 women between 60 and 70 years of age, elevated baseline high sensitivity C-reactive protein. Now, C-reactive protein, CRP, is a standard inflammatory marker that we check. The higher it is, the higher the inflammation. What they found in these women between 60 and 70 years of age, elevated CRP was correlated with worsening memory at 12 years of follow-up. It's a nice long study showing that an inflammatory marker, CRP, the higher it is, the worse memory was. Why? The brain is on fire, inflammation in the brain. That was from Age and Aging, the journal Age and Aging in 2007. And then also the last one, so that was oxidative stress, inflammation. The last one is hormonal imbalance. Got to make sure your estrogen levels, testosterone levels, DHEA, pregnenolone. I mentioned that before. That's that brain steroid. And even thyroid hormones. All of those need to be optimized. That helps with cognition and memory. So there's things you can do to counteract oxidative stress, inflammation, and hormone imbalances affecting your brain. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.